Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. I am so excited to talk about this one and the next episode. It's a three-part series, essentially. You've already heard the first one, and now it's time to dive into the second and third. This is all things Sedona. Oh my gosh. I am still reeling from this trip. I'm home now. And like I said in the last episode, it's going to need to be a part two or three situation because I just, in such a short period of time, I learned so much. And the coolest part was, it wasn't just like I learned, because you're like, what'd you learn? Like about the terrain, you know, like it's, you went on a trip. I learned about myself. That's what I learned. That's what I learned about and what I'm capable of, how I define certain things for my life, the standards I set for myself. It was a big awakening, and I'm not surprised. If you didn't listen to part one of Sedona, go back. It's episode 68. I'll put it in the show notes. It's not, I think there's a couple, you know, in between, but nothing crazy. So check it out, because I dive into three lessons that I've learned from the vortex, because this whole place was a vortex. I'm not even kidding. I mean, I think it's literally ley lines, energy lines on the earth. And my biggest excitement for going to Sedona was, hey, I've never been there before. So, and I hear so many of my girlies, my energy girlies talking about it and how amazing it is and how everybody needs to go there. And it's just like life changing. Now, it's funny, I often compare these trips to each other, right? But I think what I'm going to start doing is comparing myself on each of the trips, not just like the accommodations or the location and stuff like that, but like how I leveled up as a result of this location or this experience specifically. So you heard my three lessons. If you didn't, you don't need to go back. You can go back, but you don't need to like pause here and go back. You could just go back after this one. But this episode, essentially, I wasn't sure if I wanted to call it Lessons in Luxury or Owning Your Upgrade, because I think I've done Owning Your Upgrade already. If I didn't, fine. I think I'll call it Lessons in Luxury, What I Learned in Sedona. Because this part two episode is legit everything. And it's not just about luxury in the material, but luxury in how I treat myself, what I'm accepting for myself, what I'm calling in. And I think whether you're into vacation podcasts or even care that I went, I think you'll get a lot from this one. So essentially, how I'm feeling about these accommodations is what freedom feels like. I think that was the biggest difference. I remember, and I described it a little bit in the previous one, what it felt like walking into the room that I had chosen. So I paid a little extra so I can get the primary suite. There was three different rooms. One was essentially a loft over the kitchen and living room, so not private at all, but had its own balcony still. Like, this whole place was ridiculous. And it didn't have walls and a closet, but it was still a gorgeous loft, fully furnished, pull-out couch situation. I would have been happy, more than happy, sleeping there. Second room was a regular-sized bedroom, beautiful closet out to the backyard. Like, every single room had its own thing that made me think like, oh, I could totally have stayed here. This was totally gorgeous. Oh my, and I would have been just as excited. My room though, because it was the largest of the rooms, it had a fireplace, it had its own balcony, and it had like a hallway. It was like a wing, like it was a little baby wing. It wasn't too crazy, but there was a hallway, and to the right was the bedroom. Down the center was the primary bathroom, which had his own balcony off the bathroom. Okay, so I had two balconies, so clearly it was next level. And then it had a closet, which didn't have a balcony. Janky. No, I get it. But it had a closet that was quite large. I was able to walk into it. I was able to, like, to the left, to the right were places to hang, shelves in the front. Like, there was tons of supplies in there if you had needed, and there was robes. It was just ridiculous. So clearly, I was feeling luxurious in the bathroom, the closet, and the bedroom. And so I paid a little extra because I had the bulk. I technically paid more than double than the person who stayed in the loft, which I suggested it originally because I knew there was three different rooms with three different, you know, amenities to each and different sizes. And I was like, ladies, I'm totally open to taking the primary and paying double. And they're like, sounds good. It really didn't matter. But something about this trip, I really wanted it to feel next level for me. And this location did it. So my thought was, walking in the room wasn't like, oh my God, I'm so fancy. Oh my God, look at this, that, and the other. Chocolates on my pillows and fur everywhere and blah, blah, blah. It wasn't that at all. It was 100% like a humble feeling, a humility, if you will. I know it sounds so weird for me to say that because I'm so like braggadocious and in your face, but it was very much like, I can't believe I did this for myself. Like, I can't believe that I was able to, like, I did this. Not only did I get myself here, like, a client didn't pay for it. I did go out there and see, I had clients out there in Arizona in three different locations, but it wasn't, none of them paid for this. I paid for this. This was my experience, and I paid for it, and I paid for the double of the, whatever. It wasn't even like I'm broken, I can't afford this stuff. It was just, I had never said yes to like a high level luxurious experience that I invested in, because I think this really was an investment in myself. So anyway, so to me, it felt like I owned it. I owned the upgrade. I looked around and I realized, like, this accommodations, they were so fancy and so luxurious, but it wasn't even what hit me. I wasn't the luxury that made me feel worthy. It was a pride sense, essentially, like, that I'm finally at a place in my life and business where I can say yes to the places I want to go, with the people I want to be with, and the accommodations that we all deserve. Because it wasn't just me who did this. The other two women I was with did this too. They each paid for themselves as well. And, you know, the travel and, you know, everything. We all did it ourselves. No clients were like footing the bill for us. And so I mostly talked about how proud I felt, like, walking in that room and being like, oh my God, I can't believe I did this myself. Like, I'm so proud. So I think essentially it activated something in me, like a new level, like a new standard. It was kind of crazy. So I feel like that in itself was the flex. Not so much all the beautiful, you know, and I'll put in the show notes like a couple pictures from like a LinkedIn post I did, or I'll have to check and see if it was LinkedIn or Instagram where I posted photos of the room. I know I did a video somewhere, so I will link that below so you can check it out. And listen, it wasn't $1 million mansion. So I think I get very excited when I hit something that's the next level from the experience before. Because when I went to Hawaii, I stayed in the loft, and because it was free, right? So I was like, yeah, I'll stay in the loft, no problem, you know, whatever. This time around, it's like I skipped two levels to get the primary room. Anyway, this is not the point. The point is, the luxury is essentially saying yes to the things that I feel drawn to. And there's a couple things that really stood out for me. One was essentially owning the upgrade, right? Like, what it felt like to afford and enjoy these accommodations without guilt. Now, that is the main topic, right? That it was without guilt or justification. I didn't feel like I had to say, well, a client's paying for this, or, oh, I'm going to claim it on my taxes, or my business is covering this. Like, I didn't feel any of that when I called home, gave the tour to my family and to a few of my friends that I FaceTimed. I didn't feel like I had to hide behind the success, and none of them made me feel like I had to hide it. They were all very proud. Good for you. That's amazing. You're crushing it. You know, kudos and stuff like that. And so it felt good, because I feel like as we climb the business or the corporate ladder as women, we often hide and shy away from shining a light on our wins and our successes. And so not only by me having a little bit of a win here, but being able to share it with those around me, and they were like, oh my God, that's amazing. That's so cool. Very cool. Jelly, like, you know, whatever, in a silly way. But like, that is also a flex, is having people that you're surrounded by that want to celebrate with you, that want to not only, you know, be excited for you, but also not make you feel guilty for paying extra for the nicer room, right? Like, it just feels really good to be surrounded by those kind of people. And it wasn't always like that, right? Like, I've lost some friends along the way in my business journey. You know, some family members are kind of, you know, wishy-washy about my success. And it goes to show that when we continue to own our calling, own our awesome, and all the things that we're meant to do in this world, and we're open to abundance, but not be blindsided by the fact that there's going to be obstacles in our way and people that aren't going to celebrate us and aren't going to want us to win, if you will, and not activate this new standard for ourselves, it's going to happen. When we're not blind to that and we can overcome their issues and their limiting beliefs, then we get to enjoy it that much more. And then we get to be surrounded by the people who don't have and don't put those limits on us. And so I felt free. And so that's what this owning the upgrade or the lesson in luxury, the first one I really realized was that, you know, I had this awesomeness without guilt and without somebody else's limits poo-pooing it, if you will. So that's an amazing feeling. And if you don't have that feeling around you, or at least the majority of that feeling not around you, go look for those people that want to celebrate with you, that want to elevate their life, and they don't have limiting beliefs, which means they won't put beliefs that are limited on you. And when you look to expand and bust out of your norm and stop being average and start moving into abundant and awesome, they will celebrate with you. I am one of those people. I literally drive around my car with confetti cannons in the trunk just in case I see somebody local that says, oh my God, X, Y, and Z just happened. I will drive to them and I will pop off a confetti cannon, or I will give it to them to do and we'll celebrate together. Because when you find the people that want to celebrate your wins just as much as their own, those are your people. So anyway, so that was a huge lesson for me. And it was a lesson in luxury because it wasn't limited mentally or literally. The next thing I realized was that these accommodations were beautiful, and I'm so grateful for them. But really what it did was it allowed me to define what luxury actually is for me. Because when I had that moment, I walked in the room, I realized that it kept going. I just felt overwhelmed with like pride and humility. And I realized thinking, you know what? I get to define luxury for myself. And it wasn't just the bedroom, because on the back deck, in the front, in everybody else's rooms, in the bathrooms, in the kitchen, down to the details, the owner of this Airbnb went to the nines. She obviously, and that family, defines luxury as taking care of every single detail, which to us was like, oh my God, we could have grocery shopped ourselves, but they stocked the fridge. And the craziest part is there was Saratoga water in the refrigerator. So I thought that was really a special touch, right? Like, very accustomed to her clients. And so that was also a part of the luxury, was caring for your clients at such a level that you surprise them. I know we've heard of surprise and delight in sales. Boy, did these owners surprise and delight us. I mean, we didn't have to go to the store to get pepper or avocado mayo or shit, an avocado. Like, we literally had grapes, wine, cheese. I mean, you name it, we had it. I mean, we brought a lot of our own food too, and we planned on, you know, picking up stuff, but we really didn't have to. So luxury whether it was, you know, surprising the clients, being next level in providing for her clients, or whether it was, you know, the heated towel warmers in the actual shower. Some days it looks different. To some people, it looks different. You get to define luxury. And that was something that I realized was actually another big point in this lessons of this, whatever I was feeling in those moments. And when I sat down later that day, just kind of was like shaking my head like, this is crazy. These are some of the bigger ideas that popped up. One was that like, I owned the upgrade. The other one was that I get to define luxury on my own terms. For me in that experience, it was the bigger room. It was the details. But some days, luxury to me is sitting down on the couch and watching an episode of Big Bang Theory with my husband and daughter at basketball and me saying I'm staying home. Sometimes that is luxury to me. Sometimes, and most recently, luxury to me is putting on Hertz frequency while I'm in the shower with the lights off. I can still see. I have a window here at home. And putting these, I forgot the name of them, but it's like, it's almost like a bath bomb, but it smells like orange. And I put it in the bottom of the shower and it makes the whole room smell like orange. And I've got the Hertz frequency going and the water's going. And it just, to me, that's luxury these days, right? So, and it's not like, I love the fact that I'm just as much in awe of my current shower routine or my morning routine and consider that the same level of luxury as I would a 5-star resort or this Airbnb that I stayed in. So you can define luxury on your own terms, and owning that is also a flex. And it doesn't matter that somebody else has, you know, the bigger house or the nicer vehicle, or they travel the world during the summer and their kids are in private schools. It doesn't matter. None of that matters, because what matters to you is that you're living life on your own terms and you get to define luxury for yourself. I'm super curious what that looks like for you, because it really does look different for everyone. I mean, to some people, it's like a really good sandwich. You know what I mean? And some people, it's a really good pair of sneakers. Recently to me, another level up, if you will, is filling the holes in my backyard that the dogs have dug. I know it sounds so corny, but I feel just as fabulous looking out of my office window and there's no holes in my backyard. It's bonkers to me, like, that I can find luxury anywhere I go in the everyday. And that kind of like took me into the next sort of lesson. The third lesson that I learned is that you get to create luxury wherever you are. It's not just about walking into luxury, or yes, defining it on our own terms. But when I left that Airbnb, I remember thinking, oh man, now I gotta go back, you know, to my house. It's gonna be totally different, you know. But sitting on the balcony, saying goodbye to the mountains and the view, oh my God, those views were ridiculous. I remember thinking, how am I going to take this home with me? And the three of us did a little exercise. You know, we meditated, obviously, took it all in, tried to recall every detail of the scene. But we said, what are we going to do to take this home with us? And I, you know, literally take videos, or I record my own thoughts and feelings in Voxer so I can listen to it later. I recorded a podcast there in the moment so I could listen back and like remember it. But I also said to myself, I'm going to find luxury and create it for myself at home. So some examples would be, if you would, that shower experience I talked to you about. Like, I created that for myself because, and I actually brought a soap from Sedona. It was called like the Vortex or something, and it just had this beautiful smell. It was a little masculine smell, but it still reminded me of Sedona. So I brought it home, actually broke it in 3 pieces and gave a piece to each of us, and I still freaking smell it in the shower. So I put it in the shower in a little container, and I'm smelling the orange, obviously the citrus of the bath bomb. But right before I get out, I smell the Sedona soap, the Vortex, if you will. And I put myself back in the shower when I was there. So I like time travel, if you will, or, you know, catapult myself into that scene you know, where would the water be coming down? All right, the window's to the right of me, the towel warmer's behind me. And I just remember like how amazing I felt. And then I bring up a small memory, not just in the shower, but like anytime I'm looking at a beautiful view, I take that home with me. And I also realize that we can create luxury wherever we are, whether it's a walk with our dogs or a solo walk, because I can, luxury is not walking with my dogs. They would pull me across the street. But like walking by yourself in a beautiful day with your sunglasses on, your favorite sneakers, and an amazing book on tape and Audible. Actually, right now I'm listening to Jesse Etzler's Living with a Seal, because I've always wanted to kind of listen to that. And it's a great, he does it himself. So it's cool to hear his fun voice while walking. It makes the walk go really fast, but it feels fantastic. Another luxury I sometimes hold on to is midday naps. Oh my God, don't tell my husband. I'm sure you're hearing me now, but you know what? I'm old. I need a nap. Sometimes after doing a lot of work or pouring into many clients all at once, I get a little tired. So I'll take a midday nap. I'll open up all the windows and just, I listen to my body. And that is a luxury, listening to your body. I know not everybody has that ability to just nap in the middle of the day, you know? So being able to listen and tune into your body, that's a luxury. Create what your body needs. And that in itself is something that not everybody has the ability to do. Other ways would obviously be like, you know, massages or facials or investing in a cleaning person. I think when we invested in someone to help us with the housework, not often, but, you know, once a month or twice a month, it really helps us, because what would happen is my husband works long hours and then we have basketball, so sometimes he takes her, or I'm working at the home and I feel really guilty about not cleaning, like the house feels yucky, or I don't feel like I can do my morning routine in peace and calm because the house is kind of, you know, in disarray, or there's dirt on the floor from the season with the dogs bringing all the mud in and turns to dirt and I'm sweeping every 5 minutes from the dog hair and the dirt, and it's just like, oh my goodness, you got to be kidding me. So investing in a cleaning person felt like a luxury to me. And it's not super high ticket, but it's still an investment. Or, I mean, not for nothing, sometimes. And I know I'm probably going to get the most DMs about this. Sometimes just having a brand new notebook. Oh my gosh. I know how a lot of you feel about a brand new notebook. I love me a brand new notebook, a brand new journal, even high end, low end. I don't give a shit. It can be a one subject, whatever, from Walmart. Having a fresh notebook to me is like, oh my gosh, it's like magic in itself. So being able to not only create luxury, define it on your own terms or own it when you're able to invest in it, but being able to see it all around you. And I think that is truly the win. Finding luxury, defining it for yourself and seeing it in your everyday life, to me, is ultimate freedom, because I don't have to make $10,000 months or $100,000 months. I don't have to drive the fanciest car in order to feel luxurious. If I can feel it in my body with the food I eat, if I can feel it by saying yes to myself and being grateful for things that are around me, then I truly feel luxurious. And that to me is freedom. And freedom equals a level of luxury to me. And so yes, I learned that all by walking into my bedroom in Sedona. What an experience, right? If you could have been there, it's crazy. It lasted a whole hour. But I mean, honestly, when it comes down to it, this is called Lessons in Luxury. And bottom line is you get to define what luxury looks like for you. And so whether it is flowers every day in your kitchen or first class flights to fabulous places, it's the feeling. And you get to create that feeling wherever you are. So I'm very grateful for Sedona for not only literally giving me luxury through its accommodations and its environment and the energy that it brought, but bringing me this lesson that I can take home with me and create it wherever I am. Woo, so juicy. I love it. All right, friends, if you are looking for a little more luxury in your life, shoot me a DM. Let's talk about how you can find it. Or if you feel like you have exactly what I'm talking about, you've found luxury in the little things, I would absolutely, or if you're like, you know what, I just bought a yacht. Forget your little things, Miranda. I'm rich and I'm buying fancy things. I want to hear that too, because I want to celebrate with you. And if you're local, maybe I'll come meet you with a confetti cannon and we'll celebrate that shit together. So friends, thank you for listening to another episode of the Own Your Awesome Podcast. Stay tuned for my next big lessons from my Sedona experience. This one is going to be a little bit more masculine, if you will. It's going to be about my climbing Bell Rock. What a freaking experience that was. All right, friends, until next time, keep owning your awesome. Bye.